Hey, so this is the time of year that everyone is thinking about their marketing plans and how they're going to market their contracting business in the new year. And I just wanted to share a brief overview of the four core foundational marketing mindsets, strategies that I follow, not just in contracting, but pretty much in everything. Any business I'm involved in, any marketing that I do whatsoever, okay? And these will help you. I promise these will help you. They'll help you be focused, help you be grounded. They'll protect the money that you're spending on marketing. And so here we go. Number one, always tell the right story to the right people. See, everything you do and everything you don't do sends a message. It tells a story. It's all part of building your brand. And so you got to be super intentional or clear on who your ideal client is, who those right people are, and what is the story that you want them to hear, to view, to watch, to understand about you and your business. Because it's much easier to connect with people when you're on the same page, right? And so they're gonna pick up what you're putting down when you are telling the right story to the right people, okay? And what I mean by that is, one example would be, you know, years ago, one of my ideal clients was the wife of a executive who was being transferred from the East Coast to the Midwest, where we had our company at the time. And so we spoke the language that was important to that woman, which was, she was being uprooted once again, had to get all the kids in school, had to find a new place to buy sushi or daycare or whatever it was. But the number one priority that she had with that new house was to make it her home. So we used language that told the right story of how we can help her to do that. And we used it in our marketing. We used it in our sales process when we knew that they were, you know, relocated and things like that. All right. The second thing. Number dos, build strategic relationships. This is a underutilized strategy that so many of you contractors are not implementing in your businesses. And what I mean by that is this, and I've shared this on this channel before and all this other stuff. If I paint, a strategic relationship is going to be a realtor. It's going to be a carpet guy, a hardwood guy, a plumber who's cutting into walls, whatever it is. And make it your goal to have a certain number of these relationships, and then you give to them. So when somebody says, hey, do you know a guy? You hand them that card, you give them that name, you pass their name on, and just say, hey man, they're gonna take care of you. You add value to them as a business owner, because what do they want as a business owner? The same things you do. They want more leads, more sales, more profit, better people, blah, blah, blah. So connect them with resources. Hint, share this channel with them and add value to them. Like, hey, I saw this video, I heard this podcast, I read this article, whatever it is, that I thought you might be interested in, because I know you're schlepping your stuff the same way I am, man. All right. So strategic relationships. Third thing is you got to own their eyeballs. And that's doing stuff like we're doing right now. I am recording a video and I'm sitting here waiting for my kids to get out of high school, junior high and high school. See, I'm out here by the football field at Manitou Springs High School. And when you own their eyeballs through creating relevant content that means something to them, you're going to establish yourself as the expert. And experts, they get the eyeballs, they get more attention, obviously. They get more checks written to their business because they're experts, and those checks are bigger because they're experts. All right, so in our day and age, it is rare that a consumer will not go online to check you out. That, you know, it's rare that they won't go and stalk you on your social media stuff to see what you guys look like. Are you slobs, you know, and all that other stuff. Okay, so own their eyeballs through creating great content, video content, written content, blogs, and things like that. Hey, there's a buck running. See, I don't know if you can see it. Hello, Mr. Buck. Anyway, you probably saw him out on the football field. I used to coach here. We actually had a buck, a couple of them, one or two, run out in the field during a game. It's kind of funny. Anyway. anyway, and the fourth thing that I want to share with you here, as a core strategy for your marketing, is you have to be fanatically consistent. Consistent, consistent, consistent. All right. Side note here, if you're a dude, go over to Order a Man, listen to their podcast. Go to orderaman.com. My buddy Ryan Mickler is the founder of that thing, and he will tell you that he has built this empire that's helping men all over the globe, tens of thousands of men. He did it because he kept showing up every day, and that principle applies in any business. If you show up, keep knocking on that door, keep showing up, be fanatical about your consistency in your marketing, in your building the relationships, in telling your story, in owning their eyeballs, creating the content, all those things. Be consistent, okay? It's funny, I interview a lot of people on my podcast, and I'll hear them on another podcast, and I'll go, oh, I should get him on my podcast. That sounds like a good dude or whatever. And you know what's funny is I start trolling around different podcasts, and I listen to their interviews, and guess what? They're saying the same things on every show. They're consistent in that message because they're telling the right story to the right people, okay? They're building strategic relationships, but they're putting them in front of people like me who have an audience, and on and on and on. So these same principles apply in your construction business. All right, so hopefully this helps as you are putting together your marketing plans, strategies, calendars, budgets, all that stuff for 2018. Keep fighting the fight. We'll see you next time. Hey, listen, if you're a contractor that is struggling growing their business, I want to make sure that you are aware of the Contractor Fight Accelerate Group. This group was designed to help you level up your business IQ in the areas of marketing and leadership and production and profit and cash flow, creating a vision, creating a budget, all these different things, guys, everything that you would ever need to know to educate yourself, to take those next steps in your business, you can find and accelerate. We have weekly live calls where you can ask questions. You have access to a membership site with worksheets and spreadsheets, and there's weekly homework to keep you on track to help you move forward and accelerate your success. So head to thecontractorfight.com/accelerate to check it out. And I look forward to seeing you on the other side.